Is Buddhism about sebe? Short answer, yes. Let me write it down. Loving kindness. And compassion. Metta Karuna. Yeah, so short answer, yes. It is about loving kindness and compassion. But the long answer is, it's not just about that. It's about loving kindness and compassion, because this is how it started. When the Buddha left the family, left the palace, it was out of loving kindness and compassion for the suffering that plagues all sentient beings that he left. But it doesn't end with loving kindness and compassion, because in Buddhism, loving kindness and compassion is rooted in wisdom. Yeah. The foundation for this, ultimately, in Buddhism, is wisdom. 慈能娱乐悲能拔苦. Loving kindness has the quality of giving happiness. Compassion to remove suffering. Without wisdom, we only know about superficial happiness. We only know about sensual pleasure as a form of happiness. And as a result, when we render loving kindness, when we have loving kindness towards others, it's usually just to give the superficial happiness. Compassion, likewise, without wisdom, we only see the superficial suffering, the painful type, most prominently physical type. Mental type, harder to appreciate. And as a result, our compassion becomes limited. Only when people fall down, then we have compassion. When people are doing better than us, we have no compassion for them. When our colleague is doing OT, we have compassion. But when we help them and then they get promoted, we have no more compassion. So in the boundless form of loving kindness and compassion, when it reaches perfection, it is rooted in wisdom. Because then with wisdom, you see clearly the different levels of happiness, the different degrees of suffering, some of which we really cannot appreciate. That's why we are not enlightened. And that's why the enlightened ones appreciate a deeper degree of suffering. And that's why, and from this, so wisdom outwardly becomes compassion and loving kindness towards the world and existence itself, and our own existence itself. Then it becomes renunciation, revulsion, dispassion. Yeah, because that same wisdom see clearly how there are the different degrees of suffering in this world. Nothing to cling on to. And how whatever happiness you can pursue is ultimately insubstantial.